Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Our conversation has been somewhat dominated by the decision of the South African government to withdraw its support for Miss South Africa. I'm not really even sure what that meant. What support were they in fact even giving Miss South Africa, and what happens now? Reeva Foreman is a member of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Good morning, Reeva. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Howard. First of all, thank you for inviting me. It's delightful to be here with you and your listeners.
So it's such a strange thing. I mean, when I saw this announcement yesterday, I felt it was almost a gut punch, because once again, the South African government shows not only its lack of understanding, but it shows a bit of its own hypocrisy. It shows a lack of support for South African women. How do we deal with this?
Yeah, I must say I'm absolutely terribly disappointed. You know, our government, and especially our new so-called government under our current president, I mean, he fought to retain leadership against 10 years of absolute disregard and destruction of all our country stood for, our heritage, our constitution, Mandela, our freedom fighters, the dignity of the human being implicit in our constitution. I supported our so-called new dawn. However, I must say I'm very disappointed. But I think South Africa and the world is caught in a horrific moment in this pandemic, COVID-19. It sort of brought out the extremes of people and how, and their attitudes to everything. And as you can see, with this Miss South Africa and Israel issue, as with religion, as with politics, there are two types of people. Those who look for the very worst, utilize it for their own purposes, hurt humanity with it, hurt themselves, hurt their country, and those who wish to create harmony and peace and prevent more loss of lives in this terrible era. And I must say, I am so disappointed, and I trust they will still understand that anyone representing our country, as beautiful both outwardly and inwardly as this young lady is, can only help the situation, any conflict situation, and particularly that in Israel and Palestine.
It's just phenomenal, because to some extent, for the South African government to take the stance that it's taking, it has to ignore its own behavior. It has to ignore how it's treated Zimbabwe, people in China who have suffered, people in Iran who continue to suffer. And it has to ignore the fact that other, even Middle Eastern countries, are sending representatives to this competition. How do you think they cognitively distance themselves from what is so clearly inconsistent and irrational behavior?
First of all, I'm sure there are people in the ANC who wish her to go, but they are silent out of fear of what will happen to them. Then, unfortunately, anyone who takes advantage of a situation like this to get in the headlines, to show their support for something that has not worked at all. No BDS, no boycotting has had the slightest effect and produced any results that have helped the Palestinian people. It's ridiculous. And I just trust those who really have the Mandela heritage at their heart in our government, and there are those there, I know, who believe in what Mandela said, in what our constitution says. How can they dictate to a young lady when our constitution gives every human being the dignity of freedom of choice?
Absolutely.
Do we
even know what the situation is? It's not like the South African. In fact, I was chatting to Benji Shulman off air a little bit earlier, and he said, well, it's not like the South African government give much support for this anyway. So do we yet know what will happen, or is it too early to tell?
No. I'm thanking God that those in our government who value our greatest heritage. We are the only country in the world that in turning away from conflict walked a path of peace. That was more than the passive resistance of the wonderful Mahatma Gandhi. I mean, we actually walked the path of peace. We negotiated, we talked, we had respect for the other, for the so-called enemy of apartheid. And I'm thanking God that someone will have the courage to say no. Let this young woman make her own choice and let us abide by what she feels is right to represent the, of let's say 90% of our South Africans, irrespective of color, creed, religion or sex. We should be past that. We South Africans. Let her have her say. And if she believes that she can impart a message while she's there, which I've no doubt any South African with Ubuntu at their heart will do, she will appeal as the vast majority of Palestinians and Israelis are doing to their political leaders on both sides. They're appealing to, for peace, for talks, for negotiations. Absolutely. And I know that our government's stance is still negotiating for a two-state solution or whatever dispensation will see both nations, both great nations living side by side. This is an incredible opportunity, Howard, for our country and our government to do the work that Mandela set for all of us and the Freedom Charter and everything to help people overcome hatred, vengeance and conflict. And talk together.
Reva Foreman, member of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us very passionately about the Miss South Africa situation.